Sex Out Loud is brought to you by the Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off-limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. We've been having some technical difficulties, so I really appreciate you hanging in there. We got a late start today because we were troubleshooting, but thanks to my great, fabulous engineers, we got it as best as we can get it today, which is somehow, you know, all you can do. Okay. My guests today are actually in the studio with me. We are live from L.A., and I am sitting with two of the hottest porn stars in the world, Lily LeBeau and Danny Wilde, who also happen to be a couple. Today's episode is live, like I said, so you can call in to talk to Lily or Danny at 866-472-5788. Lily LeBeau is an adult actress and model. In 2010, CAVR named her the next star of the year. And the next year, she was nominated for Best New Starlet by both XBiz and XRCO. In 2012, she was nominated for Female Performer of the Year by AVN and XBiz and garnered 6 other nominations. You can see her in parodies, features, and gonzo movies, including Diary of Love, Up That White Ass No. 3, and Lesbian Guidance Counselor. She's a self-described nerd who loves science and history, and she's the creative force behind LilyLoves.com, InsideLilyLeBeau.com, and soon, HotelLeBeau.com. Danny Wilde is a pornographer, writer, musician, and filmmaker. And he's been performing in porn since 2006, where early on he became known for playing that young, naive guy who's seduced by MILF and cougars. More recently, he's become a really strong dominant who's also not afraid to switch, which is a great quality in a guy. He also graduated from USC, so he too is smart, and he's one half of the synthetic metal band Children, with fellow male performer Chad Alva. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Danny and Lily.
Thank you very much. We're happy to be here.
Yeah, hello. So, Danny, how did you two meet?
We originally met on set like a long time ago, what, over 2-3 years ago? I'm not sure. It was about 3 years ago we did a scene. And then we didn't see each other for about another year until we just happened to be on set again. And again, right after that, we worked together. And it was kind of weird. She just burst through the door, and we had seen each other the prior week. And then she came and, like, jumped on my lap, and we kind of ended up making out all day long. Our scene was at the very end of the night, and it was about a 13-hour day. And ever since then, we haven't really been apart. So.
We haven't stopped making out.
Yeah.
You two, these two are just really cute. I wish you could see them. Well, what is it like to be performers who have sex for a living but are also in a relationship? Lily?
It's not as weird as I thought it would be. The things that are hard are not what you would actually think. I've had a lot of people say, how do you deal with the jealousy and you know, knowing that he's fucking girls, a bunch of other girls, but it's not even that. It's just wanting to spend time, and we both have such crazy, hectic schedules that it's kind of hard spending time together sometimes, but I think it's fun because we're both so open and we both do the same thing, so it's just, it's very easygoing, and we, I'm very comfortable with him. So, I don't know, it's not as crazy as I thought it would be.
Danny, what's the best part of dating another porn star?
What's the best part? You know what? I like coming home. Well, it's kind of like a stability for me to some degree. Like, and the fact that she is not a porn star 100% of the time is a really big deal to me. I think there's some people, at least in my experience, who put that on all the time, and then it can get kind of like, all right, just be normal now. And I think that's, for me, like, Lily is my girlfriend at home. And it's even funny, sometimes when we perform together, I kind of forget that, like, we have these slightly different personas. So, I'll go, and after, you know, just having sex with her in real life for, like, months at a time, and then we'll get booked together, and then we see, like, these little funny other sides of each other. It's not, like, that dramatically different, but I like coming home and just being able to spend time with, like, a normal person. I don't know. It's not, and she doesn't get mad at me for going to work. I guess that's the two big things. So.
Okay, but we have to back up because I just heard you say, I think I can go for months without having sex with my girlfriend.
What I meant to say is we have sex with each other at home normally, and then getting booked together after months of that is an interesting experience, just to see, like, now we're not having sex the same way all of a sudden. And we both, it's not like a huge dramatic difference, but for me, seeing how she interacts with me at home and vice versa to being in front of a camera, there's just certain things we have to do that are different. And one of it is just being backed up from her so much. Like, normally I have sex with her and I'm like face to face, or at least most of the time. And then I'm leaning back like a foot or two, you know what I mean? And it's just kind of funny for me to see that.
Okay, so I want to explain just to listeners, the reason that Danny has to lean back is because, of course, when they're shooting porn, they want to see the penetration. So often directors, not me, but other directors will say, back up, so, and like lean back like you're a weird gymnast from Romania, and you're doing a floor routine, but also have your dick hard and in your girlfriend. Okay, but here's another question I have. When I first started directing, I thought I would love to shoot real-life couples. Like, that would be the epitome, because they really love each other, and they have this emotional connection, and there's going to be this authentic chemistry, and it's going to be amazing. And then the very first real couple I shot, it was like, so they broke up on my set, and it was a disaster, and they literally walked off. It was awful. So now, and I've done it a couple more times, and it's always ended badly. So now I think there's too much emotional baggage to shoot real-life couples, because they have all this stuff going on, and it's like, Danny, if you guys get in a fight, and then you go to work and have to fuck another girl, it's fine. You just leave that at the door. But if you guys are straight and you show up to work and the girl you have to fuck is your girlfriend, how do you deal with that?
Have we really had that happen? I don't think so.
Thank God, no.
Yeah.
One time we had a call and I was supposed to go to work for the Jaws parody, and I'm getting ready to go. It's that morning. He's like, hey, guess what? And he was the stand-in, and we just got to spend the whole day on the beach just looking at the sun, and then we got to have sex and go home together, and it was the coolest thing ever. I was very thrilled. But, yeah, every time is different. Every scene is different. I know, like, with this last scene that we did, it was a little more gonzo, a little dirtier. I was definitely talking dirty and getting nasty, and I don't think that's something that we do so much at home. So I think that was weird for him to see. But we've never had, like, a fight, and it's never been awful. Ooh, Yeah, we did.
Okay. Well, first I have to say, when you said you talked dirty to him, Danny's blushing right in front of me, so we've got to explore that. But tell me about the fight. What was the fight about?
Are you talking about in Europe?
Visa.
Yeah.
It wasn't really even a fight. It was just more of, like, the first time that we were filming out, like, we were filming for ourselves, for our own company. So it was the first time that, you know, he kind of saw me with someone else for work. So that was, I think, just something that we had to experience and talk about. And the situation was a little bit different than it would have been, I guess, here in the U.S. But, it wasn't really, we had to talk a lot.
I mean, I could go into that if you want me to talk about from my perspective. I mean, I think this has happened with the, I've only had two relationships in the adult industry, and I'm liking this one better. But I think at the beginning of each one, it's like trying to find out what the boundaries are around that stuff. And before it really gets shoved in front of your face, it's kind of like, I don't think there's a necessity to really, like, break it down to a point where you both discuss it, even though in my head that's always, like, the best thing to do. So we're overseas, and she, like, writes this movie that we're about to shoot in Ibiza, however you want to pronounce it. And they kind of last minute end up talking this guy who we know. It's not like this is just a stranger. Yeah, but he's going to be in the movie now, and, like, I didn't know this prior. And also, like, we're filming kind of guerrilla, like, club stuff. Like, we just got into clubs and started filming dancing and, like, people making out in dark corners. And then they're going to blow this guy that night. And, like, we're all hanging out. And I was just like, oh, wait, that's what happens, like, every day she goes to work. And not... I don't know. I started feeling really weird about it, and I don't know why necessarily. I know, like, I had never seen it, and even then I didn't see it. It was like the fact that I just didn't know it was going to happen, and then it was put in front of me, and I was like, I didn't say no or even verbalize anything that would be like, I'm not okay with it. And then it happened, and I'm like sitting there, and I know she's in another room, like, blowing a dude, and I had just given my full 100% okay with that. And then it was just over, and I was like, I don't know, it was just some weird internal reaction that felt like kind of sad or like jealous about it. And you know what? I edited that scene. And
so you had to relive it. That's nice.
Yeah, but that actually made me feel way better, because then I saw what happened, and he didn't get a boner for like 10 minutes, and I was like, ah, this is fire. I was like, yeah, there you go. He's fucking up already. So actually seeing it for me, I feel like it's easier. There's certain people I've told her that I just don't want to be present while she's working with, or she's wanted to, like, maybe shoot somebody for the site just because it'd be convenient. And I'm like, I just don't like that person. And not that I really care if you work with them. I just don't want to see it. That's, I guess, where I'm at right now.
Okay, and normally that would be super easy to negotiate, but now you guys are working on a site ostensibly together.
Yeah.
This new thing, hotellebeau.com, which is going to premiere, I hear, at the very beginning of September, but you can sign up. You can go there now, hotellebeau.com, and get on an email list for a sneak preview. But that's where you're shooting her, you're shooting content, Danny, and you're, I'm assuming, editing it. So now you're going to watch her fuck a whole lot of people.
And so far the stuff I've shot, it's kind of been weird. Like, at the very beginning, a lot of this is, like, experimenting. We were dealing with different people who wanted to contribute content either as a performer or cameraman. And some of the scenes I'm editing, at least at the beginning, were shot by other people. Now it's predominantly either shot by me or one of our friends, Hank. What did he go by? I don't want to say his real name on here, but he's someone you just had lunch with today. What is his porn name? Whatever. Hank.
Okay, whatever.
Hank Hoffman. Yeah, anyway. So, I'm editing a lot of this stuff, but the thing is, like, I don't, I'm weird. I like seeing her with guys that I really like, if that makes any sense. I feel like it's weirder for me to see her with guys I don't like, or guys I don't even find attractive. Like, there's a guy I met recently, his name's Owen Gray. He's a performer in San Francisco, and we had him come down. And he's super cool. Like, I get along with him really well. I think he's attractive. Like, they did a scene together that was really hot, and I loved filming that, and I'm editing it right now, so I have no problems with that. But, yeah, we'll see going forward. I know she wants to do a few things that I'm, like, maybe not as cool about filming, but I think that our other cameraman will do just fine with being there when I can just either not be on set or be in another room or something. I don't know.
Always talk about it, and if you kind of like say you're not cool with watching it, I don't even really necessarily want to do it. So I don't know. It's all about communication. As long as you talk, we're good.
And Lily, do you have similar jealousies or insecurities, or, you know, do you like watching him have sex with other women? Where do you stand on all this?
As a girl, I kind of like knowing that he's having sex with other people, just because it does spark a little bit of jealousy, which makes me just kind of want to do more and really show him, like, yeah, I know, I can do it real good. I don't know. I like knowing that he's mine and he comes home to me. And I think for shooting our own stuff, if I had to see him with someone, yeah, like you said, that I don't like, or I just, you know, I'm not into sexually, then it just wouldn't be as aroused watching. I might still do it, I might still participate in the scene, whatever, but it wouldn't be as enjoyable. But yeah, there's certain people I definitely don't want him having sex with, and I will put my foot down.
Okay, so here's an interesting question, and that is, can we change the, like, configuration? Okay, so we're getting a little feedback, technically. I'm wondering if you guys hang up and come over here and we pass the phone around, it might sound better. Yeah, great, let's do that.
Okay,
so let me ask my question. So, Lily, you can hang up, and then you're going to come over here. Okay, so this is maybe a strange question for people, or maybe not. Do you guys consider yourself monogamous? Where do you stand on the issue of monogamy? Because I know there is such a thing as porn star monogamy, which is we're monogamous at home. We don't fuck each other. We fuck each other and no one else unless it's for work. That's a thing I call porn star monogamy. But how do you guys identify?
That would be us. I would say I think we've both talked about the possibility of adding other people to the mix just for fun, but both of us are very much, if it's going to happen, we want it to be kind of spontaneous. You know, we don't really like planning things because then it's just kind of like there's pressure on stuff. And I don't know. For us right now, we're very satisfied just being porn star monogamous, but we also have said that, you know, in the future we would talk if we want to do something else. So that's where we stand. I don't know.
It's pretty much what she said. I think right now it's also just we're so busy most of the time that having sex with a bunch of other people for work and then coming home and having to deal with just little things like sometimes, you know, you're out of commission for a little bit because you're getting fucked like every single day, and it's hard to have sex like that all the time. And for me, like, when I'm working the same day, I can't have sex in the morning because, like, for me, I kind of have to save it. I don't know. That's just a personal performer thing for me. I can't, like, come before I go to set or else I might have issues. So just that, I don't get enough time to spend with her sexually anyway, so getting to do that is already kind of like, I don't know, it's something I cherish. Like, when I get home, I don't have time to go out and, like, have other partners too. And we talked about in the future discussing that if it ever becomes a need. So I think start performing less. It's just we'll start to see how we feel sexually with our needs at that point and kind of go from there. But right now, both of us perform a lot, and it's hard enough already. So, yeah.
This is clearly the strangest interview I've ever done. Not for you guys out there, just because of the technical issues. Okay, so the other thing I'm wondering about, though, is how do you learn how to do this? I mean, I think relationships are difficult as it is, but you guys have this very unique relationship. Do you feel like you have the support of other porn stars to try to figure this stuff out? Are there people you look up to? Are there people you go to for advice, like to negotiate being performers and being obviously in love?
There's no one that I go to for advice. I feel like right now, looking around at my friends in the industry who have relationships, I feel like we're at least in the upper echelon of it's going well, like compared to a lot of people. So I don't really know who I'd look to. I've had people in the industry who were in relationships who I thought those people are doing really well, and they usually end up breaking up at some point. And so I don't know who's still together. Do you want to answer this? I don't have anyone.
Oh yeah, no, I have no idea what we're doing at all. No idea. Every day is just like, all right, let's see what happens. You know, some days it's harder than other days, and some days it's just fantastic. And I think like he's actually my longest relationship I've ever been in. So that alone, I'm like, okay, what do we do now? You know, how do we, I just have so many questions because I've never been in a relationship so long. So I don't think there's any right way. And I don't really talk to people because it's just kind of one day at a time. Like today we're good, so it's good. And today was fun. And that's all that matters. So yeah.
So one of the big things that's making news right now is that the LA City Council has ruled that they are going to mandate people who are sex performers wearing condoms in all their scenes. And in addition to that, it's going to go on the ballot in November for voters to vote on, and it could be statewide. I'm wondering where you and on the condom mandate. I know one of the things that frustrates me from afar is that many of the performers have tried to give their input into this issue and have gone to city officials and city council, and they seem to want to desperately protect you, but also tell you how they're going to do that without your input. So where are you on the condom issue, Danny?
Yeah, this is something that I've been pretty outspoken about initially, and I feel like I'm slightly more ambivalent about it right now. Initially, I was very against it because there's a lot of issues, one being financial, like it would hurt sales if we started implementing condoms, and other was like people were saying, well, we're going to stop testing, or some companies might stop requiring tests if we implemented condoms. I don't think that fear is actually valid now that I'm seeing what's happening, but it's kind of already illegal to shoot porn in LA without condoms. We've learned that recently over the past year or so, talking to Cal OSHA, talking to city council members, and no one is really abiding by that law, and it seemed originally that all performers were behind that, and now I've heard from some people, you know, maybe it wouldn't be that bad to use condoms. I think most performers still don't want it, or at least don't want it mandated. They want the option, which I think is the best case scenario if we were able to have that option. But then it comes down to a financial thing for producers, where the way the market works right now, you can't sell certain porn movies if you implement condoms. Like the market changes, and so you don't have much of an option to make that money back. And so I don't know what the producer's response is going to be once this actually starts getting enforced, because right now the biggest problem is enforcing this. And I think the city just wrote something within the past few days of how they're actually going to do that. I haven't had the time to go look at it yet, so I kind of need to examine that for myself before I talk about it further. But it just seems like no one's really doing anything on either side. Like, we just now know it's illegal, and we're kind of just going on as we were. And I would advocate the choice, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like there's any real dialogue between the industry and the city or state or anything. It seems like the industry has been very like, stay out of this, we hate you, et cetera, et cetera. And it's valid, because every time we have had meetings with them, even had large performer turnout, they don't listen to us. But on the other hand, we've also yelled at them and been a huge hassle. So it seems like there's no ability to talk about it. It's just like they're making decisions and we get all boisterous. I don't know. If you want to say something.
As a female performer, I like condoms, but I think it's not just condoms. What that means is, like, that would mean no facials, no, like, no exchange of fluids whatsoever. And it would also just, it would put so many restrictions on the things that we do that are, like, people love. And it's just things that we do. And it would just put so much, it would cause us to have so few things that we would be able to do. It's silly, but I don't know. Yeah, like, I don't know what it would mean. I've heard that they would possibly have to do a condom police, where they would come around and find us and fine us per set. But that alone is really unrealistic too. So I don't know. Personally, I think they're just trying to make it look like they're doing something, but it would be great if they actually did something to help. And this is not it. So that's my opinion.
Okay, so recently the two of you appeared on a brand new site called MakeLoveNotPorn.tv, which was created by Cindy Gallup. Tell me about why you did it and what people can expect to see up on that site.
Okay, Cindy Gallup contacted me over a year ago because she had read something on my blog, and I don't remember exactly what that was, but she's someone who used to work in advertising, ended up dating a lot of younger men, and realized that, like, all these men were taking porn tropes and implementing them in their real sex life. And the one that comes up all the time is they would just kind of jump to their feet and ejaculate on her face without asking. And she started talking to me about these experiences and the fact that she had made a website that to me seemed kind of like common sense. It's called Make Love Not Porn, and it just said, like, some girls like these things and some girls don't, or, like, in porn movies everybody shaves, in the real world some people don't, and whatever. And it was just like, yeah, that's right. I don't know why people don't understand that. But the amount of feedback she was getting from people all across the world seemed pretty amazing to me. It's just the idea behind this is there's a generation of people who grow up with hardcore porn being, first and foremost, their only form of sex education. And she's really not anti-porn, and I think it's, I don't know if the choice of the website is weird given that, but she watches hardcore porn on a fairly regular basis, at least she says that, and the point behind this website is that she wants to make an alternative so that people who grew up watching all this porn can see something else. It's like how people have sex in real life. And she came to me and Lily asking, you know, you guys are porn stars. You have sex a certain way in front of the camera, but how about you show people how you have sex at home? And just asking that, like, it took me like 6 months to really get back to her. Part of it is I'm procrastinating. Part of it is like, okay, so who's going to film this? Because that doesn't make sense. Like, if we have sex at home for real, we're not going to have someone in the bedroom. Like, just that changes the dynamic. Like, realistically, like, we have someone filming us. The other option usually is, like, a POV thing, like a point of view. I hold the camera, she holds the camera. You see this a lot in amateur porn. But that's also not how I have sex at home. Hardly ever. I think we've done that once. It was just kind of fooling around in the bathtub. And that was fun, but that's not like our normal sex life. So I just was like, okay, I mean, I rigged a contraption over our bed and then like posted my iPhone to to one of our nightstands. So we had two cameras kind of going simultaneously. And that's also like a little bit of like setup time, but at least, okay. So at least you see us having sex normally. So basically we had sex and we had cameras. I don't know.
Okay, I want to hear about it from Lily's perspective, but first, we've got to take a break and hear from some of our fabulous sponsors. We have fewer commercial breaks because, well, we had some technical issues up at the top, but please listen to these fabulous commercials. They make it possible for Sex Out Loud to happen. We will be back after this short break.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe. Share the pleasure.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
Experience love with a little help from nature's soothing ingredients with Astroglide Natural Personal Lubricant. This all-natural and botanical formula lets you get in touch with your wild side, all while keeping it green. Astroglide Natural Personal Lubricant is glycerin, paraben, and alcohol-free, and it's made with aloe vera, vitamins C and E, and chamomile. But with the same second-only-to-nature feel that you get with your regular Astroglide. Visit Astroglide.com to get your free sample and start hitting it green between the sheets today.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans, just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at PuckerUp.com. That's Tristan at PuckerUp.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. I am talking to two of the most adorable, hot, sexy porn stars in the known universe, Lily LeBeau and Danny Wilde. We were talking before the break about your appearance on Make Love, Not Porn TV, and I thought that was really insightful, Danny, that you talked about I know this isn't supposed to be a performance and we're not performing, but if there's a camera in the room, A, if there's a camera person, then that's not like sex at home. And if there's just a camera, that's still not like your regular sex at home. Lily, do you agree with that? I mean, how was the experience for you?
I think naturally at first I was still thinking about where the cameras were just because, you know, like, I'm like, nobody wants to see my arm, like 3 minutes of my arm or something. But I think because we were able to just have sex that I quickly forgot about the cameras, and it was just sort of enjoyable. And we did, can I say, I guess I can because it's live. We chose to do an anal cream pie, which is a little like, I guess, crazy for me, but I wanted to do it because it was with my boyfriend, and I know where he's been, and I love it. So I'm sure I have fans out there that want to see that as well. So, you know, like, good for both of us.
Okay, so just for those of you who don't know, a cream pie is an internal ejaculation, which is, like, some people don't do them on camera, and so I think it's interesting that, you know, Cindy Gallup is trying to do this, you know, like, let's not make this look like porn sex. And then you're like, let's do an internal anal cream pie. There's just some funny thing, irony there. Okay, so we've got some questions from listeners, which I want to get to. Pub Health Chris on Twitter asks, why aren't performers more politically active? Why isn't there a more active PAC to represent your interests?
Oh, God. There are a number of sort of porn political outlets that are going on right now. We have something called the Free Speech Coalition, who has done quite a bit to help with the testing side of our industry, and they helped set up something called the Adult Performer Health and Safety Services, which is like just a new system to make sure that we're abiding by certain, like, universal rules when it comes to testing. As far as performers and so forth, God, it's been tricky. Like, a number of people have tried to set up these little, like, performer associations and so forth. And just like any political groupings, you end up having a lot of people who disagree with each other. And even with our small kind of town hall meeting type things, it quickly turns into these, like, arguments where everyone's standing up and yelling at each other. And I've tried to go to as many as possible. I don't know. It's an ongoing thing. I mean, people are trying to do this. I think people give up pretty quickly, and that's unfortunate. But given we're in the age of the internet anyway, and like most people seem to like do a lot of this stuff from their computer, you see more of that than like real personal outreach or people actually getting together in person, and that's probably unfortunate. But anyway, that's to answer your question.
Okay, so speaking of the internet, you two are launching a new site September 1st, hotellebeau.com, and you've put some teasers out there, which the internet seems to agree that they like very much. But many people have described the porn that you make together for your own purposes kind of artsy, a little bit avant-garde, not the typical porno movie. So, Lily, tell me what fans can expect and if there's going to be more art in your porn.
Well, I've been developing Hotel Abo for what seems like forever, and it's finally happening. And I've had a lot of time to think about what I want it to be and what I want the content to look like. And I really just want to give my fans me. I want them to see what I think is sexy and what turns me on, and to see me perform in different ways and just see different sides of erotic adult content. And I have my lovely partner, Danny Wild. He put so much of his own, you know, personal spice into it. He's just helped a lot, and I think it looks classy. It looks sophisticated, and it just has like a different feel to it. And it's still sex. It's still dirty. It's still, you know, it's still what people want. But I think it's just in a different way. It's just completely different, and people have to watch to see the difference. They'll, like, literally be able to feel the difference. So, I don't know. There's a lot of cool things coming, and we have, like, so many ideas that we just have to film. Maybe a DP in the future. I don't know. But it's going to be fun, and lots of fun stuff with it. I just threw a party celebrating the launch of Hotel Le Beau and also celebrating the premiere of a movie I was in called Wasteland by Elegant Angel. Both very exciting. Wasteland's going to be out this month, Hotel Le Beau next month. So it's just, the response is really encouraging, and the feedback is really exciting. So I just can't wait to get it out there for people to tell me what they think.
So obviously female performers have a pretty concrete way to interact with fans. Not only do they do signings and things like that, but a lot of them have their own sites. And you can really talk to fans, you can interact with them. But I know, Danny, that you also have a fan base of your own. And I'm wondering what that's like for you. I remember when you came out to New York for the launch of this movie that you were in called Rough Sex 3, my movie, Adriana's Dangerous Mind. And we had Adriana there and Gisley and you were like, people want to talk to me? People want to take my pictures? Oh, maybe I shouldn't have worn a hoodie. No, kidding. That was a comment for Christian, who will find that really funny. But what is it like for you to interact with fans? Do you like it? Does it make you uncomfortable? Do you not want to be in the spotlight? How do you feel about your fans?
Well, I have more fan interaction on the internet, but I've like at your signing and so forth, people have come up to me in person, and it's always a little weird at first. I've gotten more used to it, but yeah, I always kind of used to think, you know, they just want to see the girls, or that's about it. They do like me. It's just like 1% of the population, but
the 1%,
yeah, not that 1%. I hope. I guess you can buy porn. You should be buying porn. You should be supporting it, you buckets. Anyway, well, a lot of people write to me via email, who find me on my blog and so forth. I think that's predominantly where a lot of my fan base comes from. And I think it's really cool. I actually have, there's like one or two people I've had like ongoing kind of sophisticated conversations with via Facebook or email. And I try to respond to everyone, their initial reach out to me. And after that, if it kind of is just like, what are you up to, or what's going on? I don't usually write back after that, because I'm like, come on, guys. I'm sorry. I don't actually know you. And I'd be glad to answer your questions. But after that, I don't know.
So we're starting a brand new tradition here at Sex Out Loud. And I thought I would try it first on you, because, you know, you're porn stars. You just go with the flow. And that is, I want to ask all of my guests this single question. I'm going to start with you, Lily. For you, what is sexy?
Well, if we're talking like physical aspects, I have a thing for arms. And I like being, I kind of like knowing someone that can pick me up and do things with me. I think it's sexy to be dominated and kind of overpowered in a way. Personality wise, I love laughing. I am a giggler. I love to giggle. So if you can make me laugh or hold a conversation, that's really sexy. A brain is really sexy to me as well. So I don't know. There you go.
This, I'm pointing at my girlfriend. I like, I don't know, this seems really basic, but I love the fact that, like, you don't dress like a porn star or sexy on a regular basis. I love girls who dress like boys most of the time, or just are down, like, just look normal or kind of ratty, but still cute. Like, they don't wear makeup or anything. Like, I'm really into that. And as far as just being with someone, like, I think it's really important for me to have someone who has a lot of interest in something, or is like motivated to go out either create something or has like goals or something that they're working on. I guess just means they don't just sit around and watch TV all the time. Like it's very sexy for me to know that someone is like trying to make something, or I don't know. Just like artists a lot appeal to me for that reason. And Lacey's like she's trying to DJ and she paints and she's starting this business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that's all really cool and sexy.
Okay, thank you. I'm telling you, these two just sitting across from me are so cute, I want to smack them both. Okay. I want to thank you both so much for being on the show. Lily LeBeau and Danny Wild collaborate on the almost ready September 1st, it's premiering, hotellebeau.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Lily LeBeau and at Danny Wild. Danny blogs at truewestcoastfiction.blogspot.com, but the U in true is actually a V. You can find all these links on sexoutloudradio.com. Tune in next week when my guest will be feminist author and activist Jessica Valenti. We'll talk about her book, The Purity Myth, How America's Obsession with Virginity is Hurting Young Women. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio, and in your own life. Take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by The Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.